Here we go again. The mics are back on, and this is Radio Entrepreneurs. My name is Jeffrey Davis, and we are sitting in the conference rooms of Leader Bank and having a great time. That means I'm with Susile Tooley. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Jeffrey. Thank you again. Thank you for coming to Leader Bank to host this radio program. And it's so nice to have a local entrepreneur, Jan Goldstone, to come and talk about her products and her business over here.
Thank you. And that's from Garden Streets, correct?
That's right.
Right. So thank you very much. Thank you very much to both of you. Jen, tell us about Garden Streets.
Absolutely, sure. Garden Streets is a company that curates plants for home and office. And what I mean by curating is that we think very thoughtfully about what needs to go into a space, both from a size, from a color, from the light that you have available, and we ensure that the plants that we put in there will thrive. We also choose the containers based on your office decor, your style, and what you're looking to do there.
And how did you get into this business?
That's a great question. So I'm going to break that up into a three-part answer. The first piece is that my parents came to the U.S. when I was very young. They were entrepreneurs themselves. And my mother's mother owned a factory in China a long time ago. So I think in some ways, entrepreneurship is in my blood. So since I've been here when I was 13, I think the piece that really got me to understand that I was still on Earth, because America was so different from when I left China, was when I saw a plant in a supermarket that was the same that I had with my grandmother in China. So it really made that connection for me. That was when it got started. So I've always loved plants. I studied computer science in undergrad, and my career has been in technology. And I would say the third piece of this answer is that I think timing-wise, as a society, and as we more and more people are moving into the cities, or living in buildings, or working in buildings, the environment and the impact that we have on that is such a big deal now that I felt like this is kind of where everything needs to come together with timing, with my own skill set, and my own interest and passion.
So tell us, who are your potential clients? Is it the big businesses with big buildings, or it could be a small business owner, just a couple of offices?
Yeah, actually, we are focused more on the SMB side of things. So we want to help the small business owners to have their plants successfully in their main street offices or buildings, so like banks, like salons, like your florist or a bakery. So that's one piece of it. And then we also want to help up to maybe 300, 500 offices. So that would be the range.
So you don't have a physical location. How would people find you?
They find us on the web. They find us on word of mouth through referrals, because our clients are very happy and then they refer us.
Interesting. So had you ever owned another business before doing this?
I have. I've also worked with a number of other startups of various sizes, starting from 10 people to all the way up to, I worked at Google and TripAdvisor. And so it's I've worked in a lot of different businesses. Yes.
Is this a big adjustment for you?
Well, it's. I think in some ways, no, because each one of my companies have always been in a different industry. I've not been specific to an industry up until this point. If you think about where technology has gone, every industry has technology now. So I see this as technology being the platform that I'm going off of, but my product has changed to be something that's more physical. So it hasn't been, I mean, from a family standpoint, yeah, it's different. I'm still going to work much, much earlier though.
So since you don't have a physical location, where are you working out of?
I work out of my car. I meet with my clients when I'm on the road. I visit cafes. I get a lot of work done just being on the road, actually.
Is there a difference, do you think, in doing business with, let's say, home versus office, the B2C versus B2B?
There is some, for sure. I mean, the individual is making the decision. But at the end of the day, even at businesses, it's the individuals who are making the decision anyway. So I think you're really speaking to the individual and making sure that their needs are being met. And I think at the end of the day, if you can do that well, then you get both sides.
Are there particular plants that you like more than others that you like to recommend? Or do you just leave it? Are you plant agnostic?
I think it really depends on the site. We choose the plant for the site and for the purpose that you want the plant. So, for example, if you want something for privacy, you'd need something that's taller, that's denser. If you need something for shade, that may be different, right? So today I brought a plant called a Monstera deliciosa.
I consider that an elephant ear.
It's got the similar shape, but the leaves are very different. Uh-huh. This is also known as a Swiss cheese plant. On Instagram these days, it's a very popular plant because it's so cool. But it comes from the tropics, and it has these leaves with holes in them. And they're necessary because in the tropics, when you have these torrential downpours, the holes let the water pass through and it doesn't damage the leaves. So this is a very versatile plant. You can have it in a bright spot or a slightly lower light, but I would not put this in a completely shady spot.
And it's a nice plant, and you brought it with you as your
co-host. That's right, yeah.
To interview with
I'm going to a client site right after this, so this helps.
Do you talk to your plants?
I do, absolutely. And we clean them, and we put them in the shower, give them a nice shower, and it really washes the dust off of them. That's why.
Right.
Yeah.
So, you know, just because we're being hosted by a bank, are you currently using a bank to sort of help finance your business?
Sure. Yes, we got to have a banking order to do business and take credit cards, and you kind of have your deposits.
So that's great. That is from one side. But to grow your business, mm-hmm. one of the product with the Leader Bank is that we have SBA loans where we can finance you to grow your business and help you get reach more clients
yep.
there. So if you ever have a need for SBA products or a small business, it doesn't matter what size, from $25,000 to $5 million, mm-hmm. we can do it for you.
Wonderful.
Okay. So come see one of our loan officers.
Great. Yeah.
I think that's very interesting. So we've been speaking with Jen Goldstone, Goldstone, founder of Garden Streets. If somebody's looking for you, would like to do business with you, how would they find you?
They would go to our website, www.gardenstreets.com, and then they simply fill out a really quick form, and then we'll get right back to them.
Great. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And
I
want to thank also my co-host, Sushil
Tuli.
Yes, Tuli, yes. Don't trust me. of Leader Bank. And I want to thank you for hosting us this great event and also for our cafe later today.
Thank you. Thank you. Jen, we wish you best of luck. It's a great product you have.
Thank you.
Business. Wish you a lot of success.
Wonderful.
Great.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And we're going to take a break and remind everybody this is Radio Entrepreneurs. We'll be right back after these messages.